Welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. And what I wanted to briefly discuss today is something that's been going on in my life actually now for around about a year, I'd probably say. And I know so many of my friends, mentees, clients all kind of go through the same thing. And it kind of goes on with the title of this episode really, is the grass isn't always greener. Now, I've learned the hard way with this, like most humans, I think, have. And in multiple different aspects, both from a personal perspective and a business perspective. And I think it's really starting to kind of define who I want to be as a business owner, who I want to be as a person, and where I kind of want my life to go, because I've always been a bit of a perfectionist, always wanted to be happier, if I'm like totally opening up. I was talking to my therapist study about this a few months ago. Again, yes, I'm brave enough to admit that I've had therapy. It's the best thing I've ever done in my life. So if you haven't and you are struggling, you need someone to talk to, recommend it massively. But yeah, the thing that I've always struggled with is comparing my life to someone else's and thinking, wow, don't they have an amazing life? I look at Instagram, which is obviously the platform that I spend way too much time on. Okay, yes, it does pay me very, very well, but I spend way too much time on it. And I look at other people's lives and I'm thinking in multiple different ways. Like, oh my God, like the amount of traveling that they're doing. Their business looks amazing. Like, I want to do that thing. I want to do this. I want to do that. Their life looks incredible. And I have a friend who's been traveling he's living in Dubai at the moment, but he's been traveling for a while. And I look at it and I see like the incredible photos that he takes. I see the beaches that he's spending his time on every single day. I see him working in beach clubs, which is like a massive dream of mine. He's got an incredible office that has a ridiculous view. And I was having a conversation with him recently. And the most amazing thing is like we look at people's highlight reels on Instagram or any other social media platform where we're documenting our lives, right? And we think, oh my God, don't they have an amazing life? And the conversation that I had with him was actually the fact that he was lacking purpose. Now, obviously, I speak about purpose a lot from a social media point of view and understanding why we use it and what's the big driving force behind the message we try to deliver, etc., etc. But this was a purpose in life because his dream was always to live in Dubai, always. Always have these amazing things. He's got a great business. He's got a great partner. He's got this amazing lifestyle, but he's still not quite happy. And he's probably, and I didn't actually ask him this question, but I'm assuming looking at other people's lives who've got completely different lifestyles going, wow, aren't they happy? And what I'm learning, again, I'm 26 now, and what I'm learning really, really quickly as I move into this weird thing called adult life, being a proper adult, yes, got my own house now, being a proper adult, is that the grass isn't always greener. And again, I always use the example of a relationship, right? Like the amount of people that I speak to, and I had this go through my flipping life last year. It's like when you're in a relationship, a long-term relationship, you think, wow, I'd love to be single right now. I'd love to have all that fun, like all the partying all these guys are doing, etc., etc. And then when you're single, you're like, oh, what I would do to flipping be in a relationship right now. Like, I love it. Like, look how flipping loved up that couple look on Instagram or look on Facebook or look holding hands walking down as your people watching, sitting in a Costa coffee, working from your laptop, living the laptop lifestyle, thinking, why am I not happy? And it's been a thing that I kind of wanted to talk about purely because it affects me so much. And actually, like, I think it's all because, and it all comes down to that, we're all fucking human beings and we're always going to think that way. We're always going to want more. But the issue is that by always wanting more and setting these unrealistic targets, we're always striving to try to be happy, but actually losing time and end up missing a huge proportion of our lives. And I know I've done it. I've been very, very guilty of it. And what I'm trying to do is stop that. Really focus in on highlighting the fact that actually the grass isn't always greener and what you're doing isn't worse than what someone else is doing. We're just all on our separate journeys and we're all at different points in our lives and we're all at different stages, right? Like, it's just real. It's just, that's what life is. It's all, actually all comes down to the one thing that I'm really pushing right now is, yes, setting goals, setting challenges, setting targets, setting objectives, but making sure that I'm making progress. Because it doesn't matter who you're comparing your life to, if you're making progress, and this goes for me and a number of people that I've spoken to recently, and it all comes down to this thing, if you're making progress, as human beings, that gives us a massive bit of satisfaction. It's not just me saying this. I believe so strongly in it, but it's not just me saying this. It's backed up by loads of different flipping scientific experiments that have been done. You just have to Google it online. But progress equals success, and when we experience success, it gives us a sense of happiness. And I always listen to, like, the best of entrepreneurs out there, the people that inspire me, and they've always said the same thing, is that your happiness is defined by the progress that you make every single day. And actually, if you can stay focused and stay motivated to keep in your own lane, rather than being distracted by what could be and starting living in the flipping reality of what your life is and how good it actually is and how if it's not, how you can change it by setting the goals and making the progress, and then again, it doesn't come back to looking at someone's amazing highlight reel, because guess what? Everyone's got their own shit. Everyone's got their own problems. And the quicker that we start to realise that, I mean, I guess, in a stage of my life where I'm starting to really discover a few things, and yes, I've got this platform to be able to talk about it. But again, I just wanted to really escalate this point that the grass isn't always greener. I know it from personal experience so far in my life, business experience, the same thing. And actually, appreciating the process, as cliche as it sounds, is really, really important. So, again, a random one. I'm only going to be talking about the stuff that hits me, the stuff that I'm thinking about every day on these sorts of episodes. So I hope you found it helpful. If you are finding these episodes helpful, please drop me a review. I'd be really, really grateful if you just drop a review on iTunes. And just let me know that you've subscribed. Drop me a DM, let me know that you're listening. Really does mean the world to me. And yeah, I'm going to be keeping in touch with every single one of you that's listening, depending on how many there are of you. It's starting to grow quite quickly now. But yeah, have an amazing day, whenever you're listening to this, in the morning or the evening. And I will see you all in the next episode. Bye.